Dean Richards is on assignment. But the Entertainment Report is here, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, with Sam Rubin, News Nation Hollywood. Good morning to you, Sam. There's a lot of talk about a promotional announcement that was on TBS during one of the Yankees playoff games. What's this all about?
This is really interesting, and you know, it's this idea that audiences are so fickle, and you need to capture eyeballs wherever you can. And as these conglomerates get bigger, TBS is part of the Warner Brothers Discovery family. So, of course, they're running Game of Thrones. So you have Bob Costas calling the game and essentially setting up one of the field reporters to announce, you know, wait a minute, something crazy is happening at the stadium. And then you saw one of those House of Dragons, in quotes, fly over the stadium. And so this was, you know, a kind of, you know, sort of a naked effort to promote the Game of Thrones sequel. And, you know, any person who's a, you know, genuine sports fan just sort of squirmed a little bit. It's like, oh, come on. You know, we can't promote everything all the time, all the time. But it's this whole idea of synergy. I mean, you introduced me referencing News Nation, which, of course, our parent company owns. So the idea is one hand always, you know, helps the other. And, you know, this seems to be happening kind of more and more.
Yeah, synergy is fine. But, you know, don't introduce the reporter on the field like there is a story involving the baseball game you're watching. I mean, at least separate it.
Right, exactly right. And there wasn't a degree of separation, and people thought that was problematic.
Let's talk about a couple of actors announcing babies on Instagram.
This is really interesting. Kaley Cuoco, who, of course, was in The Big Bang Theory and has become unworldly wealthy because of the basis of that sitcom. You know, there are few people, to use a baseball analogy, who have these entertainment grand slams. But if you are in a network sitcom that syndicates, that still is an unbelievable pot of gold. Well, anyway, the good luck in a professional life is not matched by good luck in her personal life. I think she's around 35 and has already been married and divorced twice. She is introduced, fixed up by her manager, to an actor. The name won't be familiar to people. It's Tom Perfrey. But if you watched Ozark, he played Laura Linney's brother, Ben,
yeah,
in a great arc.
Yeah.
Anyway, a really talented actor. They were fixed up. They met. They both were Emmy nominees. They went to the Emmys together. And she announced yesterday, guess what? The two of us are having a baby. So people, I think, have a great fondness and affection for her. In addition to Big Bang Theory, of course, she starred in that miniseries Flight Attendant. Now she'll be flying to the maternity ward with another really, really good actor. So maybe that's sort of a happy ultimate circumstance for her social life. You know, people still, I think, sort of monitor these love lives a little bit, and hers was decidedly up and down.
Yeah, and that guy from Ozark who played the brother, that show, I mean, that's coming back soon, isn't it?
No. Oh, Bob, bad news. No, it's over. So
what?
Netflix, no, it's done. They've done the
oh, yeah, that's right.
Series finale.
You know, I can't keep track of all these streaming shows. Oh, I forgot.
No,
yeah, I did see the end.
But you're not the only one. And that is, you know, as we talk about all these different services, and all these different shows, and all these different movies and entities, that is what the problem is that it is impossible for people, even like you and I, you know, semi-professionals at this, who simply cannot keep track. And so if I were to tell you, for example, Hulu has a new show called Reboot, which is about this whole thing that happens endlessly about rebooting of, you know, popular sitcoms and things. And it's a show I really, really like. You might add that to your list, but will you ever get around to really watching it? That's the big question.
Well, I'm sure some people still have the final Ozark on their DVR, so I won't spoil it. But it's all coming back to me now. All of the mayhem is returning to me now.
Right.
Sorry about that. Well, this is a sign of the times. The largest newspaper publisher in the country announcing widespread cost cutting, huh?
Well, you know what? You and I were formerly Tribune employees, so we have sort of seen this movie before. But Gannett, and remember when like USA Today really mattered? It was at the doorstep of every hotel and motel guest around the country. It was such a big newspaper. Gannett still publishes a bunch of newspapers, but they're having extraordinary financial difficulties. So if you work for Gannett, the meeting was yesterday, and you were told, first, everyone in December takes a week off without pay. They're also implementing forced sabbaticals. They're essentially begging people to leave. And, you know, it's strange because I think people still particularly go not just into journalism, but go into newspaper work, part vocation and part calling. But and I hate to say this, but I think, you know, I'm saying something that people have said for more than a decade. I think it is very tough times for the print newspaper business, and Gannett leading the way in having tough times.
No doubt about it. Now, Sam, Succession, that is coming back, right?
Yes. So not to worry. Succession will come back.
Okay.
They're filming new episodes. I don't think you'll see any till 2023, late in the year.
All right. I think I got my scorecard straightened out there. Sam Rubin in Hollywood. Thank you, Sam. Have a good day.
You bet, Bob. Thank you.